Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change.
For America, 3 days
later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I never know if our in-studio audience is with us or not. Thank you so much for being here, live in New York. Kevin McCullough with you on this very auspicious night. Stephen Baldwin is still on the road. He's in India this week. He is doing some things there that he will tell us more about when he gets back, and some things that you may actually have a chance to be part of in the near future. We're kind of excited about all that. But tonight, we could, I'm not going to, but I could retitle the show Huckabee and McCullough, because the governor is going to be here later this hour. We will hear from him specifically. He's on this wild book tour, Guns, Grits, God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. And all I do is get hungry when I hear the book title, because I happen to love grits and gravy. Guns are pretty cool, and I'm way down with God. So, I mean, this is a good opportunity for us to chat with a good friend. A man who, I don't know, I kind of miss him on Saturday nights. Normally, when we're all buzzing around the studio, in fact, Nick, pull out on the camera a little bit. If you're watching on Biz TV, you can see this. Pull all the way out, and then pan to my right. Normally, on this big screen right here, Governor is helping us usher in the night. We're getting all caught up to speed on what's going on. No, not anymore. Now he's gone. Now he's gone, and it's just us again. So, anyway, we're glad to be with you, and the governor will be with us as well, and I'm looking forward to that coming up. If you're listening to us on great radio stations like AM 970 The Answer in New York City, AM 970 The Answer in Louisville, Kentucky, great stations like AM 660 KFAR in Fairbanks, Alaska, or AM 660 WORL in Orlando, or if you're watching us anywhere in between, Fairbanks, Alaska, Orlando, Florida, we're glad to be all over the place. But we're also seen now on some 44 markets coast to coast, including Los Angeles, including New York City, on Biz TV. Our toll-free number works for all of you, 800-340-3373, 800-340-3373. And so glad to have you with us every Saturday night as we proceed. Okay, we've got a lot to get to. I'm telling you, we're about in the McCullough House. We're about now, let's see, what is it? Well, maybe four weeks away from the arrival of our first daughter. And the 4 weeks away thing is starting to get to the point where, you know, mom and dad are reconsidering everything that they decided up to this point. Like, why did we do this? But today, the lovely bride, she had a little opportunity to go to a baby shower for someone else. So she did that. So it was just the boys and I. And that's all well and good until someone decides it's National Throw Up Day. And as we are cleaning the repetitive messes of one youngest ankle biter, I was just very thankful today that we had a home. We had a safe place for him to be. We had an upstairs window we could open so we could... you know, disperse the aromatic leftovers of what was there, and we had a good time. We watched more. Nobody tell mom this, okay? We watched unseemly amounts of cars, planes, Winnie the Pooh. What else do we have on the playlist? It was Netflix USA in the McCullough House today. So if you think about it, pray for little Jonathan. He had a little upset tummy, and he's doing better now. We all believe But we're hopeful that that he's going to have a good day tomorrow. Super Bowl tomorrow. Did you, you're all ready for this, right? We're going to see some deflated balls, I'm sure. Actually, the refs, they're trying to take charge of this. They're like, no. Come Super Bowl Sunday, we will personally inspect the balls ahead of time. We'll make sure that all the balls are inflated properly. There'll be no Tom Brady's balls will not be deflated on Super Bowl Sunday. We will see to it that the deflated balls are done away with. And I'm really grateful, because if we talk about that one more day in the life of this nation, I think I'm going to start doing what Baby Jonathan was doing all day today. But anyway, we're of course cheering for the Seahawks tomorrow, as any good loyal Dallas Cowboys fan would, because if the Seattle Seahawks beat the regularly cheating Belichick cheaters from New England, the New England cheater Patriots, then any good Dallas Cowboys fan can hang a big supersized poster in his office cubicle that said Seattle 23, Dallas 30. From an earlier matchup in the season. So, you know, you beat the world champions. You had a pretty good year. So, anyway, we're all Seattle Seahawks fans in the McCullough House this weekend. Don't know what you are. Don't even know if you're into the Super Bowl. People are saying this is going to be the most watched television event in the history of television. In the history of TV, nothing will have been seen by more people. This is what all the smart people have told us. Now, that's a lot of TV. Like, 200 million viewers possibly. Now, we only have 300 million people in the country. So is it really conceivable? Is it really possible that two-thirds of everybody in the nation is going to be watching the Super Bowl tomorrow? I mean, if they get 100 million, that would be incredible. But if they upwards, 120, 150, 180, you're talking about record range there, and we'll see what happens from there on. Okay, 888-340-3373. One of the stories we're going to talk about later tonight. Did you know, I don't know if you knew this, but you should have known. The president, shortly after his State of the Union address, what was that, 2 weeks ago now? He said, let me be clear. When John Boehner decided to invite Benjamin Netanyahu to come to the U.S., he did not ask me. He did not tell me. We did not know. Therefore, we do not believe this is a good thing. And after he said that to the American people and everybody went, yeah, whatever you think, dude, John Boehner said, yeah, well, we're going to invite him anyway. Benjamin Netanyahu deals with terrorism in Israel all the time. Like, he's a really smart guy to have come talk to our Congress. So he's got this joint session of Congress scheduled where Benjamin Netanyahu is going to come. Oh, I wonder if this is why he was all ouchy about it. He's going to stand in the same place the president did when the president gave the State of the Union, only he's going to talk about something that really is real. That's the terrorism that's going on all over the world. I don't know if you noticed that, but everywhere from the Horn to Central Africa, all of Europe, most of the Middle East, even stretching all the way to the far east where, Indonesia, everything, everywhere in between. We've got terrorism everywhere. He's going to address the challenge. And there's a lot of reasons that people have said why the president might not want him to come. Like, maybe the president doesn't want to admit some of the things that Mr. Netanyahu is going to admit. Like, we may not be winning the fight against international terrorism. It's an interesting dilemma, that's for sure. So he's going to come, and he's going to speak, and the wrath of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue has been unyielding. It's just been fire-breathing threats every single day. Well, John Boehner better look out because, we're the president. And then it was, well, the Congress better look out because we're the president. That wasn't working, so they said, oh, well, Netanyahu, you know what? You want anything from the U.S.? We're still president for the next year and a half. To which Netanyahu said, and your point is? So that all went down. None of it mattered, because Boehner's going to have Netanyahu speak to Congress. Now, you may think that's not a very polite thing to do. I'm going to ask a governor about it when we have him on here in a second. But then this week, yesterday, I'm reading, and I discover that there have been two significant meetings with the Muslim Brotherhood folks. Do you know who these gentlemen are? They're the guys that were in charge in Egypt after the Arab Spring started rooting and blooming and flowering, whatever that was. And when they started turning it into a Sharia nightmare for the average Egyptians, they said, yeah, no, this isn't working so well. And they sent the military in, and there was a coup, and now a general has been lawfully elected as the guy that's in charge now. Anyway, the Brotherhood guys, they're these crazy Al-Qaeda terrorist types. They don't take to being taken out of power very well. So now what they're actually doing is they're saying, wait a second, you can't do that to us. And they're running around telling people, hey, why did you let them do that to us? Well, this last week, President Obama met with the Muslim Brotherhood in the White House. Friends, don't be confused about this. These are the guys that gave birth to Al-Qaeda. These are the guys that have given support to ISIS. They are on our terrorist watch list. And he invited a bunch of them up for a beer summit or something. I don't know. They're Muslims. They don't drink. I don't know what they did. But when we open the phones a little bit later, we'll talk about it. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com. Immudyne.com. Or call 866-257-8668.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What a gorgeous night, except for it just being bone-chilling cold in New York. No, it's been clear, beautiful all day, just cold. And it feels colder than it is. Feels, I don't know, like maybe 3 degrees outside or something right now. Anyway, welcome to Saturday nights. If you're listening anywhere from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, New York City to the beautiful region of Southern California and everywhere in between, we're glad to have you with us. Both on radio and television, it is the most syndicated weekend media broadcast in America, and we are grateful to be so. I'm grateful to be able to come into your life every weekend. And we're thankful for our good sponsor, MyPillow.com, doing everything they can to help not only keep us on the air, but help give you the night's sleep that you need. In fact, I've been using the MyPillow since last April. It helps relax my cervical nerves. I go to sleep. I get REM cycle sleep every single night. It has revolutionized not only my sleep, but my health, because sleep is so important to your health. So if you would like to see what I'm talking about, right now they are extending their 10-year celebration because they were just named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And if you would like to get everything in their store at half price, jump on MyPillow.com and just put in my promo code KMC when you do. Promo code KMC when you call 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, or online at MyPillow.com. Use the same promo code KMC when you do it. All right, Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. And we were joking around in the first segment saying, hey, maybe it's Huckabee and McCullough tonight instead of Baldwin McCullough. But we won't put that much pressure on my next guest. He is a former presidential candidate. In fact, he came in second in 2008, only to the actual nominee, John McCain. He did not run in 2012. Before that, a multi-term governor, successful governor in the state of Arkansas, and a guy who's been in the media talking about the issues every single week on the Fox News Channel for the last 6 years. And it's my great joy to welcome back to a microphone that I'm hosting, Governor Mike Huckabee. Hi, Governor.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to be back with you.
First of all, congratulations on the outstanding start to the book, Mike Huckabee, Gods, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. I've seen you all over the place, even that crazy guy Stewart over on the Comedy Channel had you.
It's been quite a ride, I'll tell you.
I'm sure. I don't want to talk about Jay-Z or Beyonce today, but I do have some questions of actual merit that I'd like to ask you about coming out of the headlines this morning. The White House has announced that the Taliban can no longer be labeled terrorists. Your reaction to that is you're out talking to people about what this nation actually thinks.
It's absolutely mind-blowing that the White House cannot identify our enemy. One of the things I said in the book was that I think this administration is the only White House that I can imagine who could watch a Western from the 50s and, when it's over, not determine who were the good guys and who were the bad guys. They are incapable of knowing the difference between good and evil. And what we're fighting in Islamic jihadism is not just an opponent, it's evil. And I can't imagine why we are unable to see that from the perspective of the White House.
Governor, you got to have some idea that they're doing it for some reason, though. What do you think the strategy is as to why they're doing this?
Well, I truly believe that there is such a pervasive attitude of political correctness in this administration. They want to bend over backwards to do everything possible to accommodate Muslims. But they don't mind stomping all over Christians,
right,
and they do it regularly. And this is just the most astonishing reversal of true American tradition that I've ever seen. I'm not against giving Muslims their due and allowing them to be American citizens and enjoy all the rights and privileges. But they shouldn't enjoy special rights and privileges. And for heaven's sakes, when it comes down to Islamic jihadists, we shouldn't overlook that they are driven by a religious fanaticism. And whether this president wants to admit it or not, this is not a geopolitical battle. For these people who are our enemies, this is a religious crusade, and they will stop at nothing until they've killed every last one of us.
That's the voice of Governor Mike Huckabee. His new book is God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. We're going to ask him more about the book specifically after another couple of questions. But, Governor, again, from the headlines today, with all that we've seen from Charlie Hebdo to Islamic State, which we no longer allowed to call Islamic radicals, to the White House's announcement this morning, and a number of other things that have just perpetuated our headlines. From where you sit, not only as a former governor, but as an American citizen, are we in the American public, are we as safe as we can and should be today?
No, we're not. And I think a lot of it has to do with you can't really be safe from an enemy if you don't recognize him and call him out. And what we've been so afraid to do is to say that we have a religiously fanatic enemy in Islamic jihadism. And because we want to be so careful not to offend anybody, what we're going to ultimately do is endanger a lot of American lives. This is why it won't be soon enough to get this administration out of power and hopefully bring people in who have a little bit of common sense and a clear understanding of what we're up against.
Speaking of that, let me ask you about the kerfuffle between the White House and the congressional bodies in bringing in Mr. Netanyahu to address the issue of terrorism before the joint session of Congress. Good move, bad move for Speaker Boehner, within his right, not within his right, and your reaction to the White House's reaction to it?
Certainly within his right to invite anyone he wishes to the House. One thing I learned as a governor is you don't mess with the legislature because they're an equal branch of government, but they are a separate branch. Now, is there a certain tradition and protocol that you give notice? Of course, I think that's pretty typical. Frankly, I think it would be somewhat appropriate even for the Israelis to give notice to the White House and the State Department that the Prime Minister plans to come. Apparently that didn't happen. But all that said, you've got to keep in mind that the background in history is that Obama has shown an utter contempt, not just for Benjamin Netanyahu, but an utter contempt for Israel itself.
Yeah.
So I can understand why they're a little reluctant to bend over backwards to try to show respect to an administration that has spent more time giving them grief for building bedrooms in Judea and Samaria than they've given Iran for building nuclear devices and reactors.
In the last couple of years, I've led two tours to Israel with listeners, Governor, and I know you've been there dozens of times. We have no better friend in the Middle East than the State of Israel, and given that the White House has issued veiled threats through back channels that have now become public, your reaction to how we should be dialoguing with our most important ally?
Well, we should be publicly standing with them and privately working with them at every level. I'll be back there in 2 weeks. I'm taking another group. I was there three times last year. My first trip there was 42 years ago in 1973.
No, it wasn't.
And I've lost track of how many times I've been.
You're not that old, Governor. It can't have been that day.
You know what? I was 17 when I went the first time.
Okay.
So that'll give you some perspective.
Okay.
So this is a country I know well. I know its leaders. Many of them I've known, including Benjamin Netanyahu, since before he was in office. And I just find it amazing that this administration can't understand that we don't have not only a better ally, but we don't have a more strategic ally.
Not just you, Governor. There's a lot of people that think that. Kevin McCullough, so grateful to have you with us tonight. That's Governor Mike Huckabee, a presidential candidate. We'll get into that in just a bit. And, Governor, I want to know from you. You know the Clintons better than anybody. You had to run against their machine. I want you to tell us a secret about Hillary that nobody else knows tonight, okay? It's live from New York. Baldwin McCullough. I'm Kevin McCullough. Governor Mike Huckabee stays with me after this. Stay with us.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday for we sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yep, clear night. You see the Chrysler Building if you're watching on Biz Television. If you're listening by way of radio, what was just on the television feed was a crystal clear picture of the Chrysler Building. Radio is all about the theater of the mind, so I'm trying to fill in the blanks. Kevin McCullough is my name. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stephen Baldwin, normally my sidekick, partner in crime, everything else, he's in India. That's his stop between Kazakhstan and Mongolia. I don't know. Where's he going? I mean, remember that sketch you did like years ago about where Stephen was? It's like 72 different locations in 60 seconds. That's just about what he's been like in the last year. But anyway, he will be back with us soon. But I'm so thankful to welcome back to the microphone Mike Huckabee, who's been with us on this broadcast in the past, and I've talked to him many times. And Governor, I'm not gonna hide it. I'm a big fan of what you do. By the way, we've got the governor through the end of the hour. Maybe we can sneak in a question from you if you want to ask the governor something. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Governor Mike Huckabee joining us tonight from Florida. All right, Governor, here's what I want to know. All of the discussions that have been had about how big the field is going to be for 2016, do you ever just look at the long list of candidates and go, yeah, you know what? We've just got like way too many people in the race.
Yeah, probably so. And my thought is that they all should step aside and just let me have it. So if you could pass that on to them, I would deeply appreciate it. Well, look, here's the thing. People have a right to run. There's no way to have a committee meeting or a smoke-filled room and tell certain people you can't run. This is a free country.
Well, and in fact, they've tried that, haven't they, Governor? And haven't you been kind of on the outs of some of those discussions in the past? So I would imagine that even the appearance of some sort of process like that would be something that would not be inherently good for America.
Well, it's really not, and that's the point. I mean, if groups want to get together of a like interest and say, we want to support this guy, that's one thing. But
sure,
the party apparatus can in no way sit down and pick a favored son, even though I think in the past that has happened, maybe informally. But nevertheless, there's clearly been those who were more favored than others, and I've never been on the most favored list. I know what that's like. But we ought to have this something that really emanates from the people. Here's what I do worry about. I worry that what will end up happening is that this whole process will be co-opted more by money than by message, and that what will drive it eventually is not the grassroots support of people who are going to be most affected by the next president, but will be affected by a very small group of extraordinarily well-heeled donors who will affect the process by pretty much not just disabling, but dismembering a lot of the other Republicans. What I've said, and I wrote about it in a chapter in the book called Grenades in Our Tent, which I said the worst thing we can do is to have Republicans walk into their own tent, pull the pin on the grenade and toss it under the chair of their opponents. But what we don't need is a primary process that is essentially focused on destroying other Republicans, because we need to have a focus on not who's the worst Republican in the primary, but rather emanate who's the best, who can best take the total message of our party, deliver it to the American people, and get us to the finish line with a victory.
Very good. We're speaking with Governor Mike Huckabee. God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy is the name of the book. And, of course, it's doing really well just out this last week. One question before I move to the discussion of the book directly, Governor, and it has to do with who may the future opponent be for the Republican nominee. But you've faced the Clinton machine probably more directly than anybody else, except maybe the Bush family. What do people not know about Hillary Clinton that you uniquely know?
Well, the most important thing is that she is not as warm and fuzzy as her husband.
Mm-hmm.
She's much more ideologically driven. Bill Clinton was ever the pragmatist. He was the guy that wanted to govern, the guy that wanted to find a solution, and the person who, because of, I think, his long background as a governor, was willing to sit down and work with people, even take ideas that he didn't necessarily agree with but knew were a part of the process. And I think in that way, people can like it or not, but he was very effective because he learned from mistakes, and he didn't try to underestimate a divided government. He recognized that he wasn't going to get everything he wanted, and he had to give some to get some. I don't think Hillary is as predisposed toward that kind of consensus-level government. She's much more the ideologue. She's extraordinarily smart. But I also feel that she does not have the rhetorical chops that her husband does. So when she gets out on the stump, or whether she's asked questions or she's in a town hall, she's not going to have that same kind of deep, personal, intimate one-on-one connection that Bill Clinton had. He was as good as there is.
Very interesting. But what I hear you saying, Governor, I want to make sure people listening, I don't want to mishear and I don't want to misrepresent, but it sounds like you're saying Hillary is more like President Obama than President Clinton.
Much more so. That's a very accurate assessment. And
all right. Thanks, Governor. More with Governor Huckabee. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder, Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com, and I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-316-8814. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-316-8814. That's 1-800-316-8814. Call 1-800-316-8814.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com. CompleteKevin.com.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough. And if you're joining us on the Biz TV network, that's a live shot of Columbus Circle. Very, very beautiful, clear night. Just very, very cold in New York. And we're going to get some snow in the next 24 hours, so, you know, maybe it's going to be some of that invisible kind that we had, like, shut the city down this last week. thanks again to MyPillow for underwriting the Baldwin McCullough broadcast every week. And if you would like to get 50% off a pillow that's going to change how you sleep, the level of sleep that you get, the quality of sleep that you get, jump online, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. And use promo code KMC. You hear me talking about MyPillow all the time. It's because it works. It's because I have not had a night that I didn't get REM cycle sleep since I started using it last April, except for four nights. Those four nights, I didn't use that pillow. I was out of town and forgot to take it with me. Now I even have their little travel pillow. I put it under my head, and Governor, I got to get you one of these. But yeah, I'm gonna take it with me everywhere I go. Governor Mike Huckabee is with us tonight, and we are so grateful that he is. And Governor, before the by the way, he's author of the book God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. It's a great book, and I encourage you to get it. But Governor, before we went to the break, I'd asked you: Hillary is more like Obama than her former than the former President Clinton. And you affirmed that, but you had several other things you wanted to add in relationship to that.
Like President Obama, she's much more ideologically driven. She's much more stubborn when it comes to how it ought to be. Much less tolerant of views that don't really reflect hers. And also not a person who is very patient with people who want to tinker with her ideas. Governing sometimes is very frustrating because you put an idea on the table. You think it's perfect. You wouldn't put it on there if you didn't. And then you have, in my case, in Arkansas, 135 legislators. In the case of the Congress, 535 members of Congress in the House and Senate, all who want to bring their spoon to the kitchen and stir it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how one feels about that, and I think she will be less apt to say, sure, I really, truly want your input, because I don't think she will.
The book is called God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. Governor Mike Huckabee is being very generous with his time with us today. And, Governor, in the book, and you've already received some flack for this on the book flogging tour, but the the Bubbas versus the Bubbles, I found to be an interesting way to describe the country. I agree with it in the nearly every sense, with this one minor exception. When you talk about my city, the city of New York, you talk about it in such a foreign concept. And I got to tell you, Governor, there's 8,000 churches in the city of New York, and there's a lot of people here that I think are more Bubba-like than might have been your experience as someone who spent some time here doing his television show. But the Bubbas and the Bubbles, can they ever work together?
Well, they can, but they can if they don't know each other. And of course, let me say that that characterization is, in fact, a generalization. There are always exceptions. And
sure,
you're quite right about the churches. And, in fact, I tell my stories of going to Brooklyn Tabernacle and Times Square Church, both of which, if you don't get there an hour and a half early, you're not going to get a seat in the main auditorium. You're going to have to be in an annex and watch it on TV. It's so crowded and packed.
That's true.
So, yes, there are phenomenally Bubba-like people in Manhattan. And by the way, there are some very Bubble-like people who live in Branson.
Mm-hmm.
But those are the exceptions. What I'm speaking here is the pervasive and permeating culture of these two areas of flyover country, which is the land of God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. Therefore, that's where the book title comes. And the people in the bubbles of New York, Washington, and Hollywood. And I don't think that anybody objectively could say that there is not as much polarization politically, Democrat, Republican, any more than there is in the cultural polarization between the people who truly, as a general rule, would say, I'm praying for you, and really mean that and understand it and it's part of the culture, or to say, yes, we have firearms in our house. Of course, doesn't everyone?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There are many things that really do create a cultural divide, and the problem is that most of the cultural influence, the entire cultural template of America, whether it's fashion, finance, music, arts, entertainment, music, television, politics, government, all of it either emanates from or is at least connected to one of the three bubbles of New York, Washington, and Hollywood. And that's why people out here in flyover country feel sometimes so disconnected. And one of the main themes of the book, it's to say to the people out here in the red states, in the middle, in the heartland, hey, you're not alone. You
mm-hmm.
may feel alone, but you're not. And here's what I find really interesting. This book is resonating so much with people in the heartland,
mm-hmm.
and they totally get it. Often people in the bubbles will say, well, I don't see that at all. And in essence, when they say that, they virtually validated the message of the book.
Yeah. No, and I did, and there's no question that the generalizations are by and large accurate, so I'm not trying to undermine the premise of the book. I think it's a very valid argument. I guess part of the thing that myself as a person, a man of faith, and I know that you are as well, that
some of us move to these areas and we live here and we kind of take them on as a mission field.
So we're
in the process of evangelizing the bubbles for truth, and I think there are good mission fields to try to work in. Let me ask you a couple of other questions because they go along the lines of what you did write about. It's not been the tradition of the GOP to go to audiences that they have not done well with. For instance, Marco Rubio was part of the Mitt Romney campaign in 2012. The Romney campaign didn't cut one Spanish language ad for any of the Spanish language communities in North America. The GOP has historically had trouble developing conversations with African Americans. I don't perceive any of those things as being a weakness in a potential Huckabee campaign, but talk to me about why the party itself has never gotten the message that you won't get people to vote for you if you don't talk to them.
It's one of the great mysteries. I got 49% of the African American vote in my state, our governor's race. I found that it was a community that was very open to our message and our principles. The fact is, the reason we don't get more votes in the African American community is because we don't build the relationships that will lead to the kind of trust that lead to the votes. When people say, how did you do that? I say, well, for one thing, I gave them the same respect that I would anyone else. I actually appointed more African Americans to high-level executive positions and put them on more boards and agencies than Bill Clinton did. That would surprise a lot of people. By the way, ditto that for women. But the other point is, I recognized that what people wanted in the black community wasn't any different than what people wanted anywhere. They wanted safe neighborhoods. They wanted good schools for their kids. Mm-hmm. They wanted to be able to move to a decent school if their kids were forced by the government to a bad one. They wanted to know that if they worked hard, they'd get ahead, that the government wouldn't chop them off.
Governor, hold that thought. We'll come right back. Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Frida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673. Or go to Duma. MuchGood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80
But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York, our final segment of Hour 1, and it's been Huckabee McCullough Live tonight, coast to coast on Biz Television Networks and great radio stations like AM 970 The Answer and our own flagship city here in New York City. So glad to have you with us. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. Governor Mike Huckabee, very gracious with his time tonight. And Governor, just one final question. In 2012... You just said in the midst of a very brewing controversy between the Truett-Cathy family and the Chick-fil-A franchises and the activist community amongst us who had said they have to be punished, in fact, run out of business because they believe biblical ideas about homosexuality. You said, just kind of off the cuff one day, hey, wouldn't it be kind of interesting if we just had a day where we all just had a chicken sandwich and supported free enterprise? And that was a huge success. And the Romney campaign, which was the standard bearer for your party in that election, chose not to address it. And I don't know if they were afraid of the issue. I don't know if they were afraid to stand up for small business. But, Governor, something went very, very wrong in 2012 from where I sit.
Well, what went wrong was that, again, with all due respect to Mitt Romney, and I went out and campaigned vigorously for him, fact is, he did not inspire or rally the base of the party. I mean, you just can't. Let me put it in numbers. If 4% more evangelical voters had gone to vote for Mitt Romney in 2012, we would be talking about President Romney today. Mm-hmm. 4% more just in the evangelical community. So people forget that there are 80 million self-professed evangelicals in America. Of those 80 million, only half of them are registered to vote. Of those, only half of them will vote in a presidential election, and of those, only half will vote in an off-year election. So when I hear people say evangelicals don't matter, no, I'm not suggesting that if that's the only vote you have, you would win. But I am suggesting this: if you don't get a sizable number of them as a Republican, you cannot win. So when we keep hearing, let's get a candidate that won't talk about issues that matter to the full spectrum conservative, national security conservative, fiscal conservative, and social conservative. Let's don't worry about those issues. Congratulations. You're going to make sure we elect Hillary Clinton as the next president or whoever the Democrat is.
Yeah. Well, Governor, you're short on time. You've been very generous with us. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. In full disclosure, the governor is a friend. He wrote the foreword to my last book and somebody that we've had much admiration for. And on a personal level, my family prays for you every day. So as you're pondering your situation for the future, and I think you're a little more serious than you were in 2012 because you stepped down from your TV show.
Yeah, I better be serious, hadn't I?
And we're eager to see what God does with all that. But thanks for spending time with us today.
Kevin, I always enjoy being with you. I so appreciate who you are and what you do. It's just a delight to visit with you again.
All right. Governor Huckabee, come back and see us often. We've got other presidential candidates that we will be bringing to the Baldwin McCullough microphone. And so I'm excited to have you with us every single Saturday night. And thanks to the governor for making time for us tonight. All right, phone lines open. 2016 is right in front of us in hour number two. Let's talk a little bit. Mitt Romney dropped out this week. Governor's definitely in. Some other guys are definitely in. What are you seeing? What do you like? What do you not like? We can touch on any and all of that. Plus, Bibi Netanyahu banned by the White House, but the brother...
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HB Extract.
Like pornography.